Sunday morning show with Walt Mike Maroon 5 and a song called Nothing Lasts Forever.
It is 7:40 on this Tuesday morning as we continue with the Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. In the studio with us this morning, John Teichman, who's joining us to talk about something really cool coming up at Northern very soon. It's at NMU at the University Center. What's going on?
Yeah, this Saturday we've got our, it's our third annual, you know, it happens three times a year. It's our vinyl record and poster show. We've got tens of thousands of vinyl records, CDs, posters, really something for everybody. We've got a coalition of dealers from around the state of Michigan that come into Marquette, snowmobile trailers full of records. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the University Center on the campus at Northern Michigan University.
And this is primarily vinyl records that you're talking about, because there's all the other stuff too that comes with it, which is a great kind of experience to just kind of go look and look for stuff. But if you're a fan of vinyl, this is really the way to go.
Yeah, everything from ABBA to Zappa and everything in between. I mean, I think, you know, I was just saying to your co-host that a lot of the bands you're playing this morning, they have vinyl records. I mean, Taylor Swift, 21 Pilots, Sia, Kanye West, you play a lot of Kanye West.
Sure. he's high up on the list.
But the idea that, you know, whether it's new music or old music, you can find it on vinyl. And we have a club now with over 70 members, and there's a real appreciation for the music and the format.
It says the NMU Vinyl Record Club, and I guess my question is obviously for those of us of the age bracket that can remember vinyl and playing it and having it and still using it, it's one thing, but what's connecting with the younger generation with vinyl?
Well, I think it's tangible culture. For so long, you've had this sort of, you know, like your files and your phone and in your media device, and now you've got something you can look at while you listen to the music. And the liner notes, the really the art of the vinyl record is really what draws people in. I think, you know, we have some people that were buying records before they even had record players.
Sure.
And to display them or whatever, to say like, well, here's my collection and here's examples of the bands I like. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the next level where you have people that are bringing records to trade at the event. You have people that are saying, you know, this is my niche band and I'm looking to collect everything by this band or this artist.
I've been to these before, and there's a wide array of not only artists, but styles and genres too.
Oh, absolutely. I have a whole box of what I call like exotica music, which could be, you know, like space age, you know, cocktail party music, Prez Prado, Juan Garcia Esquivel, you know, Martin Denny, you know, all the way
lounge
up.
Stuff.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, and that is just it. The covers are great. The music sounds great. And these records are 40 or 50 years old.
Right. And that's important to mention here that a lot of times you could see current retailers, they've got vinyl reissues of classic albums and the new albums that are coming out on vinyl. These are new. This is a used record sale. So you can get these, some of them, for next to nothing.
Yeah, we got a lot of dollar bins. I know one of my colleagues at this event, Ed Johnson, does a bag sale. I do a, you know, buy three records, get a dollar record for free. So the more you buy, the more you save.
This is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. In the studio with us this morning is John Teichman. He's one of the organizers and also one of the people selling items and also just taking part in it. It's the vinyl record and poster sale. It's this Saturday at the University Center at the Peter White Lounge. We'll give you all the details in just a moment. But buy, sell, trade. I mean, you can come in, you can bring some stuff in, maybe trade some stuff. If you got records, bring them in, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have people that have, you know, driven in from Republic with a trunk load of records. I mean, you know, and of course it's really kind of, you know, you can go from dealer to dealer around the room and say, hey, you know, I've got this stack of records. What can we trade? You know, let's do a deal.
One of the things that comes up with vinyl records for me is, you know, I'm assuming this would also be a good place to find out information about maybe if you need a new turntable or some styli or something like that. Needles for that, because a lot of folks might have an old turntable, but it doesn't quite do it anymore, but they want to get into vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, a good friend of our event, Greg Sandell, actually sets up a big DJ booth there, and he's got vintage lamps and vintage amplifiers and turntables, and he plays an eclectic mix of music all day. But he also has like the gram gauge to measure the tracking force on your records and the counterbalance. And I mean, there is kind of a science and an art to how you set up your turntable. And we talk a lot about that at the show as well.
You know, it's interesting when we look at this, it's kind of a it's somewhat of a lost art to have that, I think. But excuse me, but people that give it a sample, they hear the difference. They hear the difference in putting a good needle on a good vinyl album. It just is better than a CD. It's better than an MP3. It's better than playing it in an earbud out of your phone.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's, you know, it's the idea that, you know, we are, there are rituals in our life that we follow, you know, the way that you make your coffee in the morning, the way that you, you know, make certain foods. And I think that, you know, if you really are going to enjoy this whole album of music, not just a single song, setting it up appropriately, I mean, it really kind of sets a mood. It really kind of drives the rhythm of your life, so to speak.
Well, let's give them the details again, when and where, and how can folks take part?
Yeah, this Saturday, January 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the University Center. This is in the Peter White Lounge on the main floor, right by the bookstore in NMU. And arrive early for best selection. We have people that drive in from all over. We're also going to be doing a raffle during the day as well, so that win some prizes, you know.
And I'm sure there'll be some information there about the NMU Vinyl Record Club and getting involved with other fellow fans of vinyl.
Absolutely. There'll be sign-up sheets and students there, and really something for everybody.
John Teichman with us this morning, one of the organizers of the vinyl record and poster sale this Saturday at the University Center at the Peter White Lounge, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Chance for you to buy or sell or trade some vinyl, some CDs and posters and all kinds of other good stuff in there, too.
Yeah, movie posters, concert posters, 8-tracks, cassette tapes.
Wow.
People are really into the cassette tapes.
Yes. Cassette tapes. Oh, yeah. My gosh. You know, it's kind of like almost maybe taking a little bit of a walk back in time, but also maybe get a chance to get that record you had back in college or something and you haven't seen it since.
Absolutely.
That sounds really cool. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any of our interview with John, we'll have it posted for you a little bit later at our website at sunny.fm. Again, it's the NMU Vinyl Record Club presenting the vinyl record and poster sale Saturday, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Peter White Lounge in the University Center on the campus of NMU. All about keeping you connected to the community and spinning a little bit of vinyl as well here on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.